Secretary of the Interior Sally Jewell sat before the Senate Energy Committee today, her first time since being confirmed for the job nearly 2 months ago. Lawmakers threw questions on home state issues at her, which they'll likely do throughout her tenure. As APRN's Peter Granitz reports, she addressed two key issues in Arctic oil and gas development: the coastal plain of Anwar and legacy wells in the NPRA.
Secretary Jewell looked decidedly more governmental this go-around, showing up in a standard-issue D.C. business suit. She mostly stuck to script and did not divulge too much information and show too much candor, but she did step forward with her opinion on Arctic oil and gas drilling. Senator Lisa Murkowski asked Secretary Jewell whether the Fish and Wildlife Service's final conservation plan for Anwar will include a development plan for oil and gas. Secretary Jewell answered clearly and succinctly.
The president has made it clear that it is not part of his agenda to do oil and gas exploration in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge, and I support that position.
As a member of the cabinet, Jewell is expected to defend the president's position. It would take an act of Congress to open Anwar up to drilling. In his most recent budget, President Barack Obama proposes using money from onshore leases to help clean up legacy wells in the National Petroleum Reserve. That's a plan Senator Murkowski does not support.
Monies that would be going to the state of Alaska and the residents of the North Slope are going to be choked back. That's not appropriate.
The president's budget is far from law, so that plan is not in practice yet. And there's no sign in Congress the two chambers will agree on a budget resolution anytime soon. The wells were drilled by the Navy and the Bureau of Land Management between 1944 and 1982. Lois Epstein, who directs Arctic policy for the Wilderness Society, says there are more pressing wells to plug in the lower 48. Wells closer to large populations of people.
There are some that do need some remediation. Interior has been making some progress on that, but it's extremely expensive to do so. In the National Petroleum Reserve, it's very remote, hard to get equipment there, and frankly, there aren't many people nearby who are actually at risk.
For her part, Secretary Jewell says she's committed to capping the leaking wells in the NPRA, but Congress needs to do its part and find the money to do so. In Washington, D.C., I'm Peter Granitz.